Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Irvin, Daf Samach Aleph, and we're starting about the 10th line with the words of Yechon and Omar, and the Vilna source Daf is on Nun Vav Amud Beis, about a quarter way up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Yechon's going on the last sheet of the Mishnah, which is Reb Shimon, who holds that Chatzar, Gag, and Karpef are all considered the same Roshos, as no problem to transfer Kalim from one to the other on Shabbat. So Gemara tells Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon says, Bishaloi Irvu. This is only if the residents of the Chatzar did not make an Irv with each other. That means they're not allowed to carry into the Chatzar. So the Chatzar could be considered connected to the roof and other carpes as well. But if the residents of the chutzar made an erev with each other, nasas chutzar kibatim. So it means that now the chutzar is like the houses, vagagas, rishos v'natzman, and the roofs are totally different rishos, and that means that we're not able to connect the chutzaris and the roofs to each other. However, Amar Zeirv, Zeirv says, he ervu, he shalai ervu, it doesn't make a difference if they made an erev, they didn't make an erev, it's all the same. And masnisa pliga or biyachanan, it's proper girsa, our mission seems not to be like Rabbi Yochanan. Was the mission say, in shitas Rabbi Shimon, loy lekelim sheshav subusei chabayis, that the gagas and chutzaris are all the same, but not for kelim that were shavis in the house, which means at the beginning of Shabbos, if the kli was in the house, that can't be brought into the chutzar and then up onto the roof. Now here's the question, pay attention to the gears of changes. In Bishloi Yirvu, if the proper way to understand Reb Shimon is like Reb Yochanan said, if the residents of the homes did not make an erev with each other to be able to carry in the chutzar, Hadat Zurcha, it's in that case that's necessary to tell us that they can't take Kalim out of the house and bring him to the chutzar then to the roof. Lahitzim and Abayis Asur, like Kol Shekain Lagag, if it's also to carry Kalim out of the house because the people of the chutzar didn't make an erev, so you can't take things out of the house into the chutzar, for sure you can't carry stuff from the house into the chutzar onto the roof. And therefore, must be not like Rabbi Yochanan, and it doesn't make a difference whether or not there was an Eruv. Now, Rabbi Makarno Kumri Ablai explains differently. It's referring to where Chatzeris made their own Eruv in. Even so, it's only in regards to Kalim that were Shavas inside of it. In other words, he's explaining this memo of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. The Loy Lekem Sheshavsu B'Sei Chabayis is referring to something totally different, not about bringing from a Chatzar to a roof. Rather, when we have different Chatzeris that have their own Eruv in, then even if we are allowed to transfer from one Chatzar to another, that's only for a Kli that was Shavas in the Chatzar, but not for a kli that was shayvus in the house. So it's something totally different. Now, Rabban de Kesari say b'shem Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Asay de Shmuel Rav. Shmuel and Rav agree in their understanding of Rav Shimon, Uchavayu pligin al shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Both of them argue with the way Rabbi Yochanan explains Rav Shimon. Now, what does that mean, both in Shmuel and Rav agree? So we had this before, the Tanina in the Mishnah had said, Kol gagos irushos achas, that all the roofs of the city are considered like one. And Shmuel Amar, he had explained this din, that ad beis osayim, you're only allowed to carry on the roof up until two beis saw. Whereas Rav Amar, he said, metalton behen afilu kurva afilu kuraim, that we can carry with no limit on the roofs of the city, even up to one core or two core. And so that was their machlokes, which we had yesterday. And we're saying now is that even though they argue in regards to how much is allowed to be carried on a roof, that's a shitas from Meir. But in how to understand Reb Shimon, they agree that it's not like Rabbi Yochanan and it's like Reb Ze'era, that whether there is an Erev or no Erev, that's what Reb Shimon's shita is. And moving on to Halacha Beis, we had quoted this Mishnah yesterday. Gag Gadol Samach LaKatan, we have a large roof right next to a small one. Hagadol Mutter VaKatan Aser, the large one is Mutter to carry on and the small one is Aser. This is because if we view that there's Mechitzas around this roof, this means the big one is considered almost fully enclosed. Closed. It just has an opening into the small one. That's because it has three full walls, and by that fourth side, where it's connected to the small one, it has two small walls jutting on each side. That's kind of like a lechi, like a side post, and that enables the large one to be carried on. But the small one is parts b'malai. It's completely open to the large one, and therefore one is not allowed to carry on it because it's open to rishos that it's usher to. And similarly, chatzar gedolah shenivrat l'ktana, if we have a large chatzar that's open into a small one, same idea, hagdolah mutaris v'ktana asura, the large one's allowed to be carried in, the small one's not allowed to, but because it's just considered like the entrance of the large one. So a large one is considered to be surrounded by mechitzas, and it just has an opening to the small one, but it's allowed to be carried inside. And the small one, since it doesn't have proper mechitzas, it only has three, but there's no lechi or small wall on the fourth side where it's completely open to the large chatzar, the small one can't be carried in. I think more quotes of Mishnah, our Mishnah is referring to that roof itself, but to another roof it's aser. In other words, we're clarifying, the Mishnah is talking about that we have just two roofs, a large one and a small one, and the small one's completely open to the large one, and therefore we're allowed to carry in the large one. However, if on the other side of the large one, for example, it's open to another roof, which is maybe its same size, so then that other roof, that acher, aser is carrying in this large one, because now the large one is not considered to have mechitzas anymore. And for the clarification of this, bishave, it's only aser if there's another roof open to the large one, if it's shave, if it's equal, let's say it's the same exact size as the large one, so then, since the large one is completely parrots to the one next to it, not to the small one, but to the one right next to it, we could say it's like two large ones, so then it's usher. Avalim einoy shaveh, but if it's not shaveh, it's not equal, meaning this other roof that's open onto large one also is small. Mutter, it's still permitted to carry on the large one, because again, it's like it has two entrances to a small one over here and to a small one over there. Nothing more tells Masisa Pligal Shmuel, Armish is not like Shmuel. Shmuel holds that if we have a wall between two chatzeres that fell down, the residents of each chatzer are allowed to carry up until where the wall was, but that's it. Now we're saying that Armish is not like Shmuel. Why is that? Because the Mishnah says, we're allowed to carry in the the large chatzar, but not in the small one. Now the question is, why not be able to carry in the small one up until the mechitzas? We're setting it up as basically two chatzar, so a large one and a small one, divided by a wall. That wall fell down, as a large one is still considered again to have some sort of mechitzas, because remember, it's larger, so that fourth wall does have these two lechis, two sections of the wall still jutting in, closing it off. The smaller one doesn't have that wall, but why should we also to carry in the smaller one? According to Shmuel, we should be allowed to carry up until the mechitzas. So my answer is, Shmuel is talking about this Shabbos. This Shabbos, the mechitza fell down, the people of small chutz are allowed to still carry up into where the mechitza used to be, because since Shabbos came in a state of heter, it's permitted. But Armish is talking about next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, if people of small chutz want to carry here, then they would have to fix it up. Ask more modern comment. What's our mission referring to? That we say the big chutz is mutter and the small chutz is usser. If they made an erev with each other, the large chutz and small one, so it shouldn't make a difference if it's this Shabbos or next Shabbos. Everyone should be mutter to carry because they made an erev with each other. If they never made an erev with each other, whether it's this Shabbos or next one, it should be usser. Just because the wall fell down this Shabbos, that shouldn't permit them to carry up until the wall. If they never made an erev with each other, they should be usser to carry here. So mada havavda, what was the case? Answer is, hachi havavda, this was the case. As Aron Bon Bar Kahana, kumir abla, kishir v'zubifnas v'zubifnatzma, it's referring to where each chatzar made their own erev by themselves. They didn't make an erev with each other. When they had this wall up dividing them, large chatzar made their own erev, small chatzar made their own erev. So now when the wall fell down, they're technically usher to carry because now they're open to each other and they would have to have an erev with each other. It's just that afilu ken agdeli mutares, still the gdeil is allowed to carry in their own. Why is that? Shaloi nifritza b'malaya, that's a proper girsa, because it's not completely parts, it's not completely open, it still has a little bit of their mechitzas left, whereas uktana asur, the small one's usher to carry, shen nifritza b'malaya. Its fourth wall is completely open to the large chatzar, and once again, its parts to shos its usher to it, and that's why they're not allowed to carry here unless they make an erev. Moving on to halacha gemara with a similar case. Chatzar shen nifritza l'rishos harabim. We have a chatzar that the wall got broken down, and now it's completely breached to rishos harabim. Hamachas mitoch l'rishos yachad and rishos yachad l'tacha chayiv. One who brings from this chatzar into the rishos yachad, meaning into the house that's in the chatzar, or from rishos yachad into the chatzar, he's chayiv. Divrei Blazer it's Rosh's opinion because he considers this a rishos harabim. Whereas the chacham rabim, they're makel and they say that no, mitoch l'rishos harabim, rishos harabim l'tacha, even if he brings from rishos harabim into it or from into rishos harabim, potter, he's potter for this. Meneshi karmelis because considered a karmelis. Now the Gemara explains what exactly we're referring to. So Rizrika quotes Rabbi Yaakov Arbon, B'shem Reb Chanina, Loi Amr Reb Lazar, Elo Mimaka Mechitzos. Reb Lazar was only talking about the place of the Mechitzos, B'shenitlu Rosh Izavius, Mikan Mikan, when the Rosh Izavius, the corners over here and over here, were removed, Ubovad Barva, only talking about four as well. Meaning we have our four Mechitzos surrounding the Chatzar, and one wall bordering the Shasram fell down. But it wasn't just that wall itself, it was also a small section of the two side walls that joined in with it. If you're using either the Izvahadar or Artskol Gemara, you'll see a handy picture of this. We can see the end of the two side walls also fell down. Let's just say that we have sidewall one, sidewall two, and then in between the two of them, we have this third wall. So it's not just that the third wall fell down and we still have the full two side walls. It's even the end of the side walls which fell down. That's what we mean by Bishenitlu, Rashi, Zavius, Mikan, Mikan, as that area which is considered completely parts of the Rosh Hashanah. So according to Belezer, it takes on the dinner Rosh Hashanah itself, that whole section which had fallen down, and that's why if he takes from his house into it, or from it into his house, he's chayiv, because that's transferred from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. And as we say, Bavad Barba, if it doesn't have four tvachim over there, so it's bottled to the Rosh Hashanah, if it does though, then it's considered a karmelis. Now this being said, even Rabbi Elazar agrees that within the chatzar itself, not the part of the wall that fell down, not that breached part, but within the chatzar where it's still surrounded by three walls, that's considered Rosh Hashanah, and there's no Isser over there. However, it was the heir of Rabbi Elah, Treyon Armin, both of them say, Aser Shalomim Kai Mechitzas. When Rabbi Elazar says that it's Aser, that means even not in the place of the Mechitzas, meaning not where that Mechitza fell down, even within the Chatzar itself, in the area where it's still surrounded by three Mechitzas, even that place now already takes on a din of Rosh Hashanah and it's Aser. Avalim Kai Mechitzas, but in a place where those Mechitzas had fallen down, Afilu Rabbanu Maidu, even the Rabbanan agree, then that's considered full out Rosh Hashanah and it's Aser. Now, Sam Chmez Amun Alpha on top, Amr Rabzrekon, according to some, it's Rabz Eira, told Rabzreka, he's the first man to Amr the Gemara, Zimin Sagan, Pashtis Im Rab Yaakov Arbon. There was many times that I was learning with Rab Yaakov Arbon, and I never heard this from him. You quoted this is the way Rab Lazar Arbon explains Machlekes Rab Lazar and the Chamim. Many times I was learning with him and I never heard this from him. So Amr Lehi, he responded back. Is it not possible for a person to hear something that his friend didn't hear? Just because you were by Rab Yaakov Arbon many times you never heard this, that doesn't mean that he never said it. I was by him and I did hear it. Now we have another explanation of this. Rab Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav, B'shenitl Rosh Zavias Mikana Mikan Obovad B'shaveh. In this situation, we're asering the section of wall that fell down because it was Nitlu Rashi Zavias, the corner of the wall, meaning the ends of the side walls also had fallen down, that's only going to be usur if it's Beshaveh, which means from the top to the bottom of the wall had fallen down. But if some of the base of the wall is still remaining, then it's not considered like the wall had fallen down completely, and then it's not usur. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.